starting Shofar, already from Shchedah Shalom. On the side, I'm already started Sichas for Shchedah Shalom. So there's two avodas. There's a avoda of Shofar and there's a avoda of Sichas. And ready right now, by the Bnei Ashkenaz, we're also tapping into the Koyach of Sichas, which already the Sfarim have been doing already from Hashanah. And seemingly, at first glance, one can say that Sichas and Shofar correspond to Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Hashanah. That Shofar is a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah, that's the Yom HaShofar. And the Slichas is a Hachana for Yom HaKippurim, which is the day of Slicha. So Mimela, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, it would seem that the Sfardim are beginning Slichas because in the distance they see Yom Kippur coming. And they're being making Slichas for Yom HaKippurim. By the Bnei Ashkenaz, they're being making the Shofar because in the distance they see Rosh Hashanah. In the distance they see Rosh Hashanah. That's the case. That's the case. The one is connecting to the Tchilas HaSeres Yimei Tshuva, and the other one is connecting to the end of HaSeres Yimei Tshuva. Okay, you have to ask yourself, which is Iker? Is the Shofar Iker or is the Sicha Iker? So you would say that the Sicha is Iker, because Yom HaKippurim is the Tachas of Rosh Hashanah. Seems like that the koyach of the Shofar is to bring a person to have Sicha Mechila Kapara. That it makes a certain crack, it makes a certain hashpa in the world that allows that through Rosh Hashanah coming to Yom Kippur, through the influence of the Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel our Sicha Mechila Kapara. However, could be that's not the case. It really depends on what the inyan of the Shofar is all about. Because there's the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, there's the Shofar Yom HaKippurim. Who is the real Shofar? Who is the real Shofar? How is the Shofar Rosh Hashanah different than the Shofar Yom HaKippurim? Could be argued that really the inyan of the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, although we have Shofars and the Shofars depict the Shofar in many ways, but the Iker inyan of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a Zecher Takilas Yitzchak. That's how we build Dafka Shofar Shal Ayil, and we read from Akilas Yitzchak before the blowing of the Shofar. Because the Iker Koyach of the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah on Yom HaZikaron is to be Ma'ar Zeicher HaKibbutz Yitzchak. But the Shofar on Yom HaKippurim, that Shofar of Yovel, that Shofar which you blow at the end of Yom HaKippurim, is no longer Zeicher HaKibbutz Yitzchak. It's a type of a Shofar which Yovel is about, which sets us free. And all the different dimensions of Shofar which we have in Rosh Hashanah are all attached to the Shofar Yom HaKippurim because the Gemara learns them out from there. That the Makor for all the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah's Shofar come from the Shofar of Yom Kippur. The Yovel. But the Shofar of Yom HaKippurim is essentially different than the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And in a certain sense, the Shofar Yom HaKippurim is even higher than the Slicha Mechila Kapar Yom HaKippurim. So that would, of course, depend on what the Shofar Yom Kippur is about. How can the Shofar Yom Kippur be any more? Can it be any better than the Slicha Mechila Kapar? Is there anything that we want more than having a clean slate? We should be clean in front of Hashem. Yisbarach lifnei Hashem titaru. We should be pure in front of Hashem. About to say a pasuk beginning Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and of course the Shir HaMalos which we say between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur shows a connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that we're following the Shir HaMalos Mima'amakim, as the Sfar Makdashim will bring that there's 10 Oymex from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and each day where we say Shir HaMalos Mima'amakim, we go deeper and deeper and deeper into the inyan of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. There's one pasuk there which really identifies this relationship between Slicha Mechil and Kapara and the Shofar. Who's the Iker and who's Tafel? How can the Slicha Mechil and Kapara play a role in which it's serving the Shofar, that it's bringing out something which only the Shofar can do, in which Slicha Mechil and Kapara is a hachana for that? And that's the pasuk where we say, Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivare. That the purpose and the goal of Slicha Mechil and Kapara is to be zeichet to your Shemai. That the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and what He asks of us is that He wants us to have Yerushalayim. And as long as a person is tainted from the avoidance which he has, he cannot be zeichet to true Yerushalayim. Because there's so many levels of Yerushalayim. And Hashem wants to give us the highest level of Yerushalayim. And for that, He says, I'm making Yom Kippur, which is a day of Slicha Mechila Kapara, to purify you so that you should be able to have the Yerushalayim. And what's the highest level of Yerushalayim? Now, of course, you're going to say, well, there's Yerusha Onesh, and there's Yerusha Romimus, and then perhaps there's Yerusha Chet. There's a type of Yerushalayim which is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yira. And you'll say, what do you mean? Hashem doesn't have fear of anything, of anyone. What is Hashem fearful of? So it says in the name of the Melech and Parshas Vayigash and the Kabrina. And Hashem has a Yira that a Jew shouldn't be chayte. That he's afraid at every moment that a Jew shouldn't do a sin. But Hashem has such a love for His people that Ahava comes with a Yira. That you may love something so much, you become so attached to something that you're afraid you may lose it. That you're afraid you may lose it. This is the type of a yira which is makusha to ava. And normally we would think that yira and ava are steerers to each other. It's like water and fire, which don't mix. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a way of making shalom, arisa shalom b'mraimav, that He takes esh and maim and He makes shamayim out of it. Hashem has a type of an av and He has a type of a yira that they come together. And that's this type of a yira. That you love something so much that you're afraid you may lose it. And that's what we say in davening. V'yasin b'libeinu ahavasai v'yirasai. Normally yira brings the av. We know that. That's the cloud. Yira brings the av. But over here we're saying v'yasin b'libeinu, He has to put in our heart ahavasai, His ahava. V'yirasai, His yira. His yira, the yira which He goes by. Not the yira that He's afraid of anything. The yira which follows that ava, that it's ahavasai and then yirasai, that the ava is so great, that it's a yira that I, chas v'shalom, should lose that. That type of a yira. That's the yira Hashem, which Hashem wants to gift us with. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request of us. Ba'atzi Yisrael, mo Hashem elokecha shoyal meimach, ki im liyira. All I ask that you should have yira. This type of a year, that we should have such a love for Him, that we should have a year at Chas V'Shalom, we should lose out on that love. And that's the type of an ava, which comes from Slicha Mechil and Kapara, that when we have that clean slate, and we have that dveikus with Hashem on Yom HaKippurim, that Hashem has a fear lest we are pugging ourselves and go back to that pagam. And we're afraid of losing out on that ava, that relationship with Him. What Hashem wants at that time is that He wants to bestow upon us that type of a yira, that we should never lose that ava, that we should go with that type of a yira, which is His type of a yira. And the way that we're zeichet to that yira is the blowing of the shofar at the end of Yom HaKippur. That if shofar throughout the entire Elul and throughout Rosh Hashanah, that was a type of a yira of Hayitaka b'shofar ba'ir v'ya'am l'yecharadu, that everybody chaps the yira, chaps the pachad from the shofar. But on Yom HaKippurim, it's a type of a shofar that the Kadosh Baruch Hu Himself is giving over that yira shemayim. And Hashem is saying, don't lose out on this cleanliness. Do not lose out on this gift which I've given you, the Slicha Mechil and Kapara. You're totally clean, you're totally tahor. don't go ahead and blow it right now. Hold on to that Ava throughout the entire year with this year which I'm giving you. That's why at the end of Yom Kippur, after you hear the Salachti Kidvarecha, the very last thing that we need to do is to give you the Shmira to be able to hold on to it. Like the Medrash teaches, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Hashem gives you a bracha, and when He gives you a bracha Yishmerecha, He gives you the tools to be able to hold on to it, to protect it also. And here Hashem is giving you the Sikha Mechila Kapara. He wants to give you the Yira also, that the Yira should be Shemer on that. But that Yira is even higher, because that's what Hashem is asking from us. Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivarei. And this is a Yira which is born out of the Kol Shofar. You can't just get to that Tkiyas Hashem Yom Kippur without going through 100 blasts in Rosh Hashanah. I say the Ati Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alokach Hashem Imach Kim Liyra, in the place, in the pasuk from which we learn out that Hashem is only asking Yira Shamayim. What do Chazal say? Ma Al Tikri Ma Ella Meya, Meya Kolos. This is the 100 Kolos of the Shofar. And after 100 Kolos, Hashem says, "That's not what I ask of you. What I ask from you is Kiim Liyra, the 101st blast. That's what I ask from you. Just one more. Kiim means just one more blast. Bil Sizitrusa, just one more blast." But the Gemara says there's a difference between an Oved Elokim versus an Eved Elokim. It's a person who learns 100 times versus somebody who learns 101 times. That you chazer the year 101st time. You chazer a year 101st time. Then you know Vos Meint Yerushalmai. That's the year that Hashem wants to give the Jewish people. Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivar. This is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is not the Slicha M'chila Kapar. The Tachlis is the Yira. The Haraya, if they were days of Slicha, we would call them Yomim Haslicha. We don't call them that. We call them Yomim Nairayim. These are days of Yira. That even the Slicha Mechila Kapar, which we think it's all about, is really tuffle to the Yerushalayim. That's what Hashem wants. But this type of a year, what the Kabrina calls Yihi Moir Shemayim Aleichem, Moir Shemayim, it's Hashem's year. That type of a Moir Shemayim. When we have that Yira Shemayim, we can go from there to Sukkos. Go from there to Sukkos, like David HaMelech says, Samachti mitoch Yirasi, that from my Yira I was able to come to Simcha. V'Yirasi mitoch Simchasi. Just explain Agav, just very quickly what that means. After a person is Zeiche to Hashem's Yira, it becomes his. And then you're Zeiche to the next Madriga of Hashem's Yira. And over time, you make a kinyan on that too. And then you zeich it to the next madriga of Hashem's Yira. And then it's endless. Hashem's Yira is endless. Because His love for the Jewish people is endless. His Yira comes from His Ava. It's rooted in the Ava. Hashem's Ava for Bnei Yisrael. Like Rebunim says, Ata v'chartani mikol ha'amim, v'remimonu mikol ha'shan. What does that mean? It says, the Ata v'chartani mikol ha'amim, that you've chosen us because you loved us, is remimonu mikol ha'shan. There's no words to be able to explain the Ava which you have. Higher than words. It's endless. The Av is endless. If that's the case, then the year is also endless. So Mamela, every time you make a kinyan on that year of Hashem, you have that simcha. And when you have that simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you another round of year. And then you're zeichet to be koin it, and you have that simcha. That's what's going on over here. You're zeichet to that year of Shemayim, to that Ava, and that Yirasi, it brings to a tremendous simcha on Chag HaSukkos. It's not just the simcha. It's the Yir Shemayim, but not just in a way that the Yir Shemayim is able to protect that Slicha. But that Yir Shemayim itself, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that Yir Shemayim. This is the Tachas of these days. So in a certain sense, you can look at it, like we started out, that the Ashkenazim are being mekashe themselves to the Shofar, which L'Cheiros, according to Rosh Hashanah, that's a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. And Slichas is a Hachana for what? Yom HaKippurim. But in a pimistical way, even the Shofar itself in Rosh Hashanah is really Hachana for the final Shofar in Chag HaSukkos. That the Shofar that we start off with on Rosh Chodesh Elul is even farther than the Sicha Mechila Kapara of Yom HaKippurim. Just one step a little bit farther. Just one drop farther. But that little step makes the entire difference. That right after you hear the Salachti Kidvarecha, the end of Ne'ilah, and then you sound that Shofar, the chibur between the Sicha and the Shofar, but in a way the Shofar is a little bit after, not because it's protecting the Sicha Mechibur Kapara, but it's also the Tachlis of the Sicha Mechibur Kapara. That's what Hashem says, Mashmel Kech Shoyim Emach. That's what we're looking for during these days. We're looking to have Yerushalayim, but as the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, to build an Oitzer of Yerushalayim for the entire year. That when the Jew is going to fall, Chas V'Shalom, and he forgets about his Yerushalayim, he already have enough Yerushalayim stocked up in the Oitzer from these days, that Hashem will say, oh, by the way, I saw already you would need some of this here. Now's a good time to give you some Yerushalayim, which you have already from Oela. We're making very big pockets right now, very deep pockets of Yerushalayim. That's what we're running after during these days. These are Yom and Arayim, and the more Yerushalayim are able to chap, it's going to last us in Mitzvah Shem for an entire year. So it's just important to know where we're going. Chacham Ina Beroisha, that we're heading towards Yom Kippur, we're heading towards the Shofar, but we're heading that the focal point of this man of Yom Ha'Arayim, these are days of Yira, that a person shouldn't be afraid of being afraid from Hashem Yisfarach. That's where the greatest simcha lies, and we should be zecha to be able to come before Him with that sense of tefillah la'ani, and to ask Him from His Yerushalayim, because we have nothing of our own, and with that to be zecha to that simcha, Chag HaSukkos, and ultimately to the greatest simcha of all.